All right, everybody. This is the second half of the Behind the Glass anniversary episode. So sorry for all the delays on getting this out. We've had a long first couple months as the Lunchador Podcast Network, and I'm really happy that you get a chance to listen to this. So this will be coming out just before the next edition of Behind the Glass. That's going to be on March 29th. That's now last Friday of every month over at the Mercantile on Main in the fantastic Sibley building. So we hope you see you there. But otherwise, this was another great conversation with a whole bunch of people. So we've got Jason Wilder, we've got Nick Cook, we've got Gabriel Flores and Eric Flores, no relation. We've got Aaron from Behind the Glass. We've got Paul Benetti. We also have Rudy Favre, Jace, one of the great supporters of Behind the Glass, and finishing off with Eric Lehman and Steve Carter. So this was a really interesting conversation with all of these people. So stay tuned for more Behind the Glass episodes coming up soon, more Beyond the Glass episodes coming soon as well. But otherwise, enjoy the second half of the anniversary show recorded live at the Mercantile on Main in early January, and we'll see you behind the glass.
It's Friday. Who's thinking?
It's Friday. We're thinking. And I'm here with one of the artists, one of the photographers from the Behind the Glass family. Guest, introduce yourself, please.
Jason Wilder.
Jason. Oh, look at that. Oh, that luster.
Yeah. I got a radio voice.
That's somebody that's got
radio. I don't have a face for TV, but I have a radio voice.
So how's it going today? And how is it being here for the anniversary? Because you were in the first, like, third of the year, right? You were in, like,
yeah, last
March,
June, right? I believe.
Oh, was it June?
Yeah.
And, like, how is it being here tonight for the anniversary with all these people showing up for what has now become a real community of people?
I feel like being a part of this is not showing my photos, but it's seeing everyone else's photos, all the families and friends showing up for them, and then the exhibitors also showing up for the other exhibitors. I think it really shows how classy the local Rochester photography scene can be.
Yeah. No, I agree completely. I think that the word that's been so common today with everybody has been positivity.
Oh, definitely. And it's not even forced positivity. It's a natural positivity. Everyone's happy to see each other. Everyone's out to, you know, have a good time and be supportive of each other. It's all about me. It's about the community as a whole. And it's great to see because you see it in the after effects. You see people meeting up, shooting at studios together, getting beers or coffee together and talking about what they're working on. It's great to see, and it's something that we've needed for a long time. So
yeah,
thank you, Richard and Quajay.
Yeah, I mean, this is such a testament to their vision for what this was.
Yeah.
And, you know, vision starts it, but it's everybody who's been on the walls and has shown up, and to grow this not in a fake way. This is all people recognizing what's happening.
Yeah, it's definitely genuine, and that's what I feel like has been missing in Rochester, the genuine appreciation for photography.
Yeah.
And just globally too. It's, you know, photography isn't like something you just consume. You enjoy it. It's art. It's the experiences that you get. It's the experience that you get looking at it and making the photos. So it's more than just looking at a photo on Instagram or on a wall. It's more meaningful than that.
No, and I'm glad to hear that's how you're perceiving the whole thing too. Have you had a chance to collaborate with anybody since you've been on the walls?
No, I'm kind of like a lone gunman type of guy.
Yeah.
Not a gunman. I don't like guns, but you know.
I like talking
and hearing about what people are working on and talking to them about the deeper meanings of what they're doing and why they're doing it. That's what I get into, more along the lines of the finished work. I love the process.
Yeah, no, and that's what I've loved about interviewing everybody as well, or producing the episodes, and really getting to hear people's process, getting to be on the gallery walls.
But there's been like photo walks people. I haven't been able to go to any, but that is also a way of collaboration, because, you know, you can go on a photo walk, you can meet new photographers, you can try out their cameras, you can do so many things, so many good things come out of these photo walks that are collaborations that you could do. And, and if you're introverted, you know, there's always another. Almost all photographers are introverted, so like you're like in with your people, you know.
Yeah. Well, and there's something to be said for, it's not how many people you're around, it's the people that understand right. who you are.
Yeah.
And I think that's where I've felt so welcomed here, and it's meant so much to me, and it's great to see people who have been there, you know, been here supporting everybody the whole time.
Definitely.
Where can people find your stuff, and where can people listen to your radio show?
Oh, man, my radio show, it's called Fantastic Voyage. It's on WAYO. It's 104.3 locally, wayofm.org. It's a Fantastic Voyage on Sundays at 4 to 5. It's a show about space and how basically anything outside of the Earth has affected our culture, how we write songs, how we make movies, how we believe and things. And we talk about astronomy, UFOs, listen to music. It's just started. I'm not a radio guy, but it's been a challenge, but it's a crazy idea I had that came to fruition.
That's awesome, man. Well, anytime you need a guest last minute, you let me know and I'll be there. I can talk for a long time.
Oh yeah, do you believe in UFOs or aliens or what, anything like that?
Probabilistically, I think so, but I'm
statistically,
a realist. I'm a realist, which means I think the odds are in favor of something existing, mm-hmm. but it might never be in the time frame of our existence.
Yes. And does that make you sad? Because it makes me sad. I would love to be able to see the moon, like be a space tourist or just go in orbit. I would love the opportunity.
All you got to do is
become rich.
All you got to do is subjugate lots of people, make billions of dollars, wear a cowboy hat, and go to space.
Yeah, that would be fun. I don't know how that's going to happen unless someone buys my print tonight for $8 million.
Well, change the price tag on it, okay. And everything's going to be all good.
Perfect.
All right. Thanks for swinging over, man.
Thanks, Chris.
See you. And I'm here with the next contributor to the Behind the Glass Gallery, an artist, a curator. Guest, introduce yourself, please.
I am Nick Cook, Rock Street Photo on Instagram and all platforms. It's nice to be here. It's a pretty busy night.
It's a hell of a thing, isn't it? After now 12 months of galleries being open, seeing everybody come together to celebrate the experience of Behind the Glass.
Yeah, it's crazy seeing everyone from, you know, every month coming to see the new person or the new people and what's going on there.
Well, and I think the wacky thing, because we did a Beyond the Glass with you when you were about to launch your curated gallery at over at the Chop Shop.
Yep, thanks to the streets.
And one, I'm really glad I got to go to that. It was a hell of an experience.
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, we had six things sold opening night.
Wow.
Two more throughout the month. And then after the show, you know, people hit up the artists, and I think two or three more things sold after that.
That's awesome.
And then I also, you know, did a nice curation for you with a nice no fun zone.
I'm so excited. There's very few things. I end up always getting to like core messages, and I just think about everything to the point where it boils down to a core message. And one of the things I've established about myself is I don't like fun.
Fair.
And more what I mean is I don't like forced fun. I don't like things that are like, oh, everybody get hyped up.
Yeah,
just drives me
just
crazy.
Just live life. Just have fun with whatever you do.
Yeah. And like, this is the stuff I love. I want everybody to come together and talk about things they love deeply and truly. And I love people being truly excited about others and building something special.
Yeah.
That stuff makes me excited.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, just seeing this from, what was it, May when I was in here? I mean, it was a decent turnout then, but I mean, it's basically doubled in size every month since.
Yeah. And now just, I mean, for how many people are coming through tonight for the anniversary, like, I just love how much this has become just a fountain of positivity for this whole community here in town.
For sure.
And we talked right before you did your gallery, but how are you feeling about, like, your place in photography here in Rochester?
It's fun. I'm actually working on a new project where I'm taking some of my photos and turning them into coloring book pages.
Oh, awesome.
And unfortunately, I don't have one for you because I gave them all away. But you'll get one at some point.
Well, that's awesome, man.
Yeah, so I'm going to do a coloring book because I've been thinking about doing photo books, zines, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I like to be different. So I had to emergency make a coloring book for Christmas.
I mean, so, of course. I mean, that's one of those emergencies that happens to everybody.
Yeah,
they had to make a coloring book.
Yes, and that was a nice coloring book. So I was like, well, let's just, you know, learn how to make it and not let the printer software butcher it.
Yeah.
So I learned how to make them and handed some out. So I'm going to release a coloring book, whether it be apparel, graffiti. And then the goal after that is to maybe do a collaborative call for art and have like a Rochester artist coloring book and put that towards, you know, a kid's program or a charity or whatever everyone can agree on. I mean, you put 20, 25 people in the same room, might not agree on the same charity, but we'll figure something out.
That's awesome, man. No, it's really gratifying to see, like, you know, even from May till now, like how much you've gotten yourself deep into things.
Yeah, I mean, I always go hard with everything I do. So
yeah.
Being out of work and just like, oh, I need to find a new, you know, quote unquote job to just keep my brain busy. And then with the weather, it sucks. So it's like, all right, find something, you know, out of the stuff you have and necessarily have to go out.
Yeah, and also I got to say, one, thank you for helping me out with my little prank thing I did to my buddy.
How'd that turn out?
Awesome.
Perfect.
I sent it to him. So I'll tell the story on a Food About Town Bites at some point. But I took a picture with a famous hockey player to taunt my buddy from college. And he was helpful enough to use his photo printer. And, like, the quality was so, so good for a silly, silly prank. But
yeah,
I
would prefer more pranks than actually people wanting to print, like, really nice photos. Because then there's lower pressure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because if it was off, it would have been like, oh, yeah, that's exactly what it should have been.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, it turned out great. I'm going to hang one in the studio.
Perfect.
So that's going to be there forever. And
not in the living room next to my photo that you have from May.
No, that's in the living room. That stays there.
That one's prime.
Oh, yeah, that's top billing. Top billing, man. Well, appreciate you swinging over. Where can people follow you so they can grab a coloring book or something else in the future?
Yeah, Rock Street Photo on Instagram is where I mostly goes to Facebook. And, you know, I don't really use X or Twitter or whatever you want to call it now. There's just, you know, too much to keep up with. So
yeah,
Instagram, Facebook, you'll figure everything out.
Awesome. Hey, we're here doing the thing. This is Behind the Glass Anniversary. We'll be right back with another person who supports community in Rochester.
Absolutely.
All right.
All right. We're here with two people who have been on the gallery walls. Guests, introduce yourself for a second.
I'm Gabriel Flores with the S.
I'm Eric Flores with the Z.
We got the Flores brothers, the Flores twins. Wait a second. Spelling and all that stuff. Guys, how's it going? And what's it be like today being around this anniversary event tonight? This is turning into like a thing tonight.
It's cool. Like, having this much people here and like all of it's, we're all friends. It's just nice to get together with everybody, and it's definitely a great turnout and it's awesome. Like what a better thing to have on a Friday night.
Absolutely. And I think the big thing, like, to me is how positive the environment is here.
Yeah, definitely is. Like, especially last time, like in December when we actually showed.
Right, because you were the last one before this.
Yeah, yeah. We got some great feedback. A lot of followers after that. It was amazing to, you know, the amount of people that reached out and, you know, just hit us up and was just like, hey, I like your stuff. You know, and plus, like, once I look at their stuff, it's just like, everyone's amazing. So
yeah, how does that affect you, like, now knowing that, hey, people have seen your stuff here and that other people are supporting and being positive about what you're doing?
I think is, you know, it helps me go out and shoot more.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it just sure. brings me up to speed and, like, all right, I got to go out today, you know. It gets me excited.
It's inspiring being around the creatives, and I think that helps. And then, dude, like, I think for me it was just the appreciation, and I think that alone was inspiring to me.
Yeah. Well, and I think there's something about just showing up. And it's something I've talked to a lot of people about, and I was inspired by Taurus when he was talking about, you know, hey, I'm playing live, show up. There's something to be said about being there in person. It's not just supporting online. It's how many people show up.
Right.
And they're showing their face not because they have to, it's because they love it and that they want to be here to talk to everybody and be part of what's going on.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It's meant a lot to me, too, because, like, everybody who's come through the studio and coming here and meeting everybody, it just, I don't know, it feels like a thing.
Yeah.
I love a thing.
It definitely created something cool for the area. It's such a, we look forward to these nights every month now, and it's going to be cool to see what happens in the next year, and I think they're just catching their stride. And
yeah. No, it's great. Like, they're going to get a little bit of a break. We're going to do some more Beyond the Glass episodes, talking to people, bringing them back, talking about the experience. But it's so heartening to be here today and to see everybody back again. But guys, where can people follow you so they can see what you're doing next? Floor is one, floor is two.
All right, you got it.
Okay. Yeah, you can follow me at Eric Flores, Eric.FloresNY, or no, Eric Flores NY is my Instagram.
Close enough.
And you can also follow Amigos Film Photo Supply. It's a new company that I'm trying to get off the ground, and the Instagram is Amigos Film Photo Supply.
Awesome. Make sure you let us know when you're doing that so you can come over, do a whole Beyond the Glass and talk about that. That's what the community's here for. Yeah. Gabe, what's going on with you?
No, just, you know, taking more photos day by day. Hopefully the winter is great.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to take some winter photos.
Well, we'll see if we have an actual winter in Rochester. Yeah.
And you can follow me on Instagram at Atticus Productions, AETIKES Productions.
All my Tikes.
AE Tikes, so that has people pronounce it. most of the photos I have up there, some I don't put up there, but majority of the photos I do take, I try to put them up on there.
That's awesome. Guys, thanks so much for swinging over. Go enjoy the gallery.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
We'll take a little break. We'll be back with the next artist.
All right.
All right, and we're here with another Behind the Glass alum. Guest, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name's Erin.
So how's it going? How's it been since you were here in the gallery?
It's been really great. It's been really great to come back every month and see the different artists that are in the gallery, and every month just consistently seeing a great community of photo people and connecting with them more and more. And there's a huge turnout here tonight, and there's
it's wild.
Yeah, there's so many photographers in there, there's so many cameras in there. It's just great energy all around. I'm so excited to be here. There's just such a huge sense of community tonight.
Yeah, I think somebody mentioned it earlier, it's really struck me for the rest of the night, was community over competition.
Oh, absolutely. That's definitely a theme I've been repeating to myself over and over, like, community over competition, for sure. It's not about taking better photos or comparing yourself to other people. It's about what you create and connecting with other people over, like, this shared interest and shared passion. And, you know, we're all here in the same place supporting the same things. So
yeah.
Why pit ourselves against each other when we can all create together?
Well, and I think that's the whole message, is how much positivity that everybody's felt. Like, is that something that has, like, changed the way you see yourself as a photographer, having been a part of this?
Oh, absolutely. And I think, obviously, like, you should know your own worth as a photographer, but sometimes it gets hard and it's easy to develop, like, imposter syndrome or think that you're not good enough. But honestly, the positive influence from the people around me and the people here tonight and the support and encouragement, all the people I've met, has been astounding and overwhelming. And honestly, just makes it all worth it to know that, okay, even if it's just one person, they see me and they see what I'm creating and they resonate with it. And it's just beautiful, honestly.
Yeah, doesn't it? When you take a step back and you think of, oh, this isn't like 12 shows. This is 36 people putting themselves out there. And that's what photography is like, it's always part of you that you're putting out there.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it can be very vulnerable, especially if you've never showcased work before, to, you know, obviously painstakingly pick out the photos that you're going to showcase or the art that you're going to showcase, and then to put it on display for all these people to see. It's very vulnerable and it can be scary, but it's so rewarding to see people looking at your physical art or just like connecting over it and resonating with it or making a mutual connection. It's just like truly so special.
So
there's
cool.
Nothing like it.
Let people know if you got anything coming up, and throw out your plugs so people can find what you're doing. You got anything fun coming up?
In the works. Okay. I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about
That's
it, right. But my name is Erin. My Instagram is ERINECX, and I'm a Virgo shooting film.
Well, apparently, according to my wife, I also live in that world, and I'm a logic monster.
Oh, I'm so you're a Virgo?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, when's your birthday?
It's mid-September.
Oh, okay, nice. Yeah, Virgo's very organized, very neurotic.
Oh, all the time, forever.
But we're here for you,
hey,
no matter
what.
Hey, we're here.
We're doing the thing.
Absolutely.
You're doing the thing. You got the look going today.
We're here. We're live.
I love it. Anyways, thanks so much for swinging over. Enjoy the gallery. We'll go on to the next person.
Publicly.
Cheers. All right, and we're here with another of the artists, another photographer, Paul Beninetti?
Benetti.
It's the Italian. There's so many consonants,
yes.
And they all bounce around with each other.
There's an extra vowel in there, too, from Ellis Island. I think there's Benetti over
okay.
in Italy, but they added the I.
I mean, so they just added so many things to people.
That's how I got Paul Benetti on Instagram. I'm the only one,
yeah.
You know, because there's no other BEIs in Italy.
That's awesome. So so we're here today at the anniversary event. And so it's been, 3 months since you were in the gallery,
yeah,
roughly?
Yeah, September.
So how's it been since? And, like, what has the gallery meant to you since you've been here?
Yeah, it definitely changed things. I mean, when Richard asked me, I was like, me? You know, just such... I did not think that I could do it. Didn't really think I had it in me to pick 6 pieces that would look good in a gallery.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, just seeing my picture up tonight, I mean, I don't know. It looks good. It fits in.
I love that.
And it's, you know, I'm certainly not the most confident person in the world.
Yeah.
Still. But... I don't know, just knowing and talking to other people who have had their work displayed publicly and, like, are making it as artists, and knowing that they also feel that same sort of, I don't know if it's, sometimes it's insecurity, sometimes it's like, you know, I don't necessarily really know what I'm doing, but, you know, we all kind of feel that.
Oh, for sure.
So, yeah, it's been great to just... meet this large community. I mean, there's so many people here tonight.
I mean, what a celebration of, you know, one, a concept, but two, it's the concept never can exist without more. It can't exist without, you know, the positive vibes that are going on here, without the support, without
right.
people, you know, collaborating after. If that didn't happen, this wouldn't be what it is
right.
today.
Yeah, definitely. Made a lot of friends through it.
Yeah.
So it's nice.
No, and I know you've had a chance to do some collaborations outside as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. And a couple people that I have known from before, like Vivian and Japheth, have gotten their work in a couple months after me. So that was great to see them, because it's like, you see their stuff and you're like, I know you can do this. And
yeah.
And they say the same thing that you know, a lot of us say is like, me? Like, I don't know. But then it's like, no, definitely. Like, you know, you can, you belong in here.
Yeah. Well, and I think what we know for sure now is it's not just me, it's not just you, it's the whole community together.
Right.
Building each other up. And I don't know, it just feels good, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I know for sure. Like, being here today feels like a real celebration.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, where can people follow your stuff for whatever's coming next?
I post pretty regularly on Paul Bonetti Photo. My main Paul Bonetti account has turned to mostly just, I don't know, this, that, and the other thing, ice baths, whatever. But, yeah, Paul Bonetti Photo. I'm looking to get into developing my own film.
Oh, awesome.
Developed my first roll today. A friend gave me a just kind of a cache of old film. Most of it is German film from...
Holy cow.
It expired 1987.
I mean, just a couple of years ago.
Yeah, the year before I was born. And that kind of spurred me on because... with your first roll, you just want to do something that it's not a big deal if you mess it up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I developed that today. Got some images off of it. They're faded.
Yeah, of course.
You know, it's a 37-year-old film.
But that's the thing.
In a planter for or something.
That's awesome. But you know, that's so cool that you get to. It's a real experience.
Yeah.
And that kind of stuff, like. It changes your perspective sometimes.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and once you do it, then you can just, I don't know. There was so much apprehension. Like, am I going to load the reel correctly? Am I going to do this? And then you just follow the steps and you do it. And then you're like, wow, I did it. And now I can try again for another roll, you know?
That's awesome,
it's
man.
It's fun.
Congratulations. Hope you enjoy the journey. Thanks for swinging over and enjoy the gallery, man.
Thank you.
See ya. All right. I am here with Behind the Glass alum, Beyond the Glass alum, Rudy Favre. What is going on, man?
How's it going, man? Happy to be here. Happy to see you again.
Oh, I mean, I saw you, one night ago at the City Best Of.
Yes, I had.
Which was one hell of a night.
Yeah, there was a lot of people there, a lot of good energy. I was on an assignment there, so I was there working, but it was a good energy in there.
For sure. And I mean, speaking of energy, I mean, like, man, the feel here tonight is really something.
Yep. We brought out Rochester. Everybody, seems like everybody's here. Everybody,
you're not kidding.
Everybody that's a shooter is here. Everybody that's a supporter. There's a lot of great art here. I'm just happy to be a part of it all.
Yeah, not working tonight?
Yeah, right. Yeah. I'm back on regular shift, yeah.
It's no, good to... you know what? It's, you know, because we had a chance to talk to you on Beyond the Glass and really go into detail. But, I don't know, the turnout tonight... like, it just struck me sitting here from outside right now, just bringing everybody in and talking about it.
Right, right.
How much, like, the constant message has echoed and that it's, you know, the positivity and, I don't know, the tagline for tonight seems to be community over competition.
Yeah. I mean, there's enough space for everybody. And, like, I like seeing everybody's perspective and, like, learning, like I said before, learning from other people and appreciating everybody's work because... I mean, I feel like everybody's a fan of each other, so it's always good to see support in person, you know?
Yeah, well, I think it's, you know, showing up, right? Yeah. Showing up matters.
Right.
Being there matters.
Right.
And you can support online, and that's great, and if that's what you have your bandwidth for, and that's awesome.
Right.
But you know what? The reason why today feels so good is because everybody's here.
Yeah. Right?
You know, we're all here supporting all these... you know, great artists now.
I love how everybody, like, every photographer is taking pictures of every photographer. We don't usually see that. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, everybody is doing their thing. You see Paul over there on the right. He's loaded with three cameras, you know. Paul's always doing his thing with his family.
Like, you know, Gabriel's got giant lenses over there.
Yeah. So you don't really see photographers being photographed, so that's definitely a cool thing to see right now.
Yeah, no, it's and that's the kind of stuff where it's like, if it wasn't if it wasn't real, it would just feel so forced.
Right.
And I think that's where, you know, having been around it so much and you spending so much time here, it's, I don't know, you know for sure that it's, this is real stuff and that everybody's really, you know, the vibes are, it's serious business and it's great, you know, how much everybody loves it.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you to Behind the Glass for, you know, creating space for everybody to just, you know, come show their work, come network, come meet each other, come talk about their styles or how they did this, what they did that, you know. So it's been a good year too. And for this to start in like 2024, it's a great time.
Yeah.
You know,
it's exciting to have the anniversary now. You know, they'll get a chance to take a break. We'll do a bunch of Beyond the Glass episodes and bring people back and talk about the impact. And, you know, people get to hear all these little interviews and have a good old time. So,
right.
Rudy, where can people follow your work if they want to learn more, if they need a professional to come take some shots? How do they reach out to you?
Well, I'm mainly just on Instagram right now. Life of Rude Boy, you can find me, but I'm always here and there, so I'm not ever too hard to find.
Yeah, if you're around people doing good stuff, you might find Rudy Favre there. All right, thanks for swinging over, man.
Appreciate you.
See ya. All right, and I'm here with one of the supporters of the Behind the Glass Gallery. Guest, introduce yourself, please.
Hello, my name is Jace.
So I think just about every event I've been to, I think I've seen you here. When did you first hear about the gallery and what drove you to show up?
Just being buddies with Richard. I met Richard a few years ago on Instagram. I'd wanted to get down in the subway for years.
Yeah.
Never had anyone to take me down there. And he posted a picture on Instagram. I didn't know Richard. I just said, what's that? And he goes, it's the subway. I'm like, cool. I want to go down there.
Yeah.
He's like, next time, I'll let you know. Text me like 2 days later. He's like, yo, we're going.
That sounds like Richard 2 days later.
And then he just took photos, and he took a very cool photo of me in the subway, gifted it to me, and I don't know, we just chat from time to time, and then one day he's like, I'm doing this show, or this space, and I'm like, I'm down, I'll be there every... I've missed one or two, because some inconsiderate family members got married, and... Yeah, a couple things like that, so I've missed, I think, two.
Yeah. But you know what, I think there's something about it, and for the people who haven't been on the gallery walls, what has it felt like being here the whole time and seeing it grow? As somebody who's, you know, hasn't been in on the walls but has been a part of what's going on.
I just think it's a very cool thing. It's a different thing. I come out and I just meet people.
Yeah.
Met a ton of these people here I don't know. I know them strictly from here and then via Instagram afterwards. Like,
yeah.
I follow their accounts because I like what they brought to the show, and now I know more people when I'm out and about.
Well, and it makes a big difference, right? Because it's a community that's not forced.
Exactly. Yep. It's people who want to be here. I mean, obviously people are trying to sell some stuff, but it's not... I'm not buying a ticket. I'm not... No one's coming up to me and, like, trying to get something from me. It's more like, if you appreciate this, here's how you can support. And just being here, you're supporting.
So. Yeah. So... what I want to leave on is I started following you on Instagram. You're doing tacos all the time.
Kind of.
I've been really impressed with, like, you're really going deep with tacos. The only thing... So what is it about tacos that you just love?
It started off as a... It is a joke.
Yeah.
I like tacos. My boys like tacos. One day a friend said, I eat more tacos than you. And it's been just a thing where we... tell each other we eat more tacos than the other. And then one day I ate a taco, and this is back with Snapchat. I Snapchat, I'm like, I'm eating tacos. And then the next day I randomly had tacos 2 days in a row. So I'm eating more tacos than you. So that day I said, you know what, to myself, I'm gonna eat tacos every day this week on Instagram to my buddy, just as a joke. And then my friend used to be on the radio in town, and she's like, you need to make an Instagram account of just this. So that's all. I'm no kind of influencer. I know nothing. It's just a running count of every taco I eat.
It's been very fun. I've really enjoyed some of it. And when we drop off, I'm going to throw a couple wrecks your way that might be a little out of the way and something Perfect. A little bit different.
Perfect.
All right. Well, thanks for joining, man. Appreciate you being a good supporter behind the glass. And enjoy the gallery.
Thank you.
And I'm here with another supporter of the Behind the Glass Gallery. And guest, introduce yourself real quick.
Hi, my name is Eric Lehman.
Oh, wow, that sounded great.
Oh, hey, how are you doing? I'm told I have a good radio voice.
Oh, that's really nice. So I know you've been here for a decent amount of these, but you're somebody who's been really tied to visual arts in Rochester for a long time now.
Couple two, three years. Yeah, yeah.
So you're somebody who's had gallery space. You have helped curate things, and you've done so many different things. But talking about Behind the Glass, from where it started to where it is now, what do you see in Behind the Glass that's different than what other places have done? And it's not otherizing. It's just like
what's the angle?
Thing.
I don't know. I've enjoyed its focus on largely first-timers.
Yeah.
You know, like being an entry, that was something, like I said, it was important to me, you know, and is still important to me, like introducing folks. And this is just like picking that mantle up with a very specific focus, largely on photography, and really building community around that.
Yeah.
And I love how much extra work that they do with like the podcasts and getting people's stories in addition to, you know, the opening moments.
There's something rich about the experience, you know, and it's because showing up in a gallery and just looking at the piece, there is something special about that without context where your interpretation is pure.
Right.
There's something special about that, but so many of these people have never been on a wall before and they're learning what it's like to be, like, to consider yourself an artist, to consider yourself a photographer.
It's a leap.
And I love that that's been so much of a part of what this is.
Absolutely. It's a very welcoming, I don't want to say handheld, but...
No, you're right.
I think for someone who hasn't made that jump over, it's very approachable.
For sure.
You know, it's always going to be intimidating, putting yourself out there, like wherever the work you do for yourself, the work you do for Instagram, things like that. It is a very different moment when, as I've talked to a number of folks over the last year who have never printed their work out, you know, I'm old. I've come from a time when, you know, we printed our stuff out.
For sure.
Our volumes of photos. It's like there is something. I love the impact of like social media, Instagram, whatever, like being able to share rapidly. But there is something magical and special about the physical, right? And holding, you know, as a creator, first-time creator coming in and doing this for the first time, like, seeing your work in a different medium and interacting with it yourself, putting it out there, and then now it's, you know, others are now interacting in a very different way. It's not scrolling past it and a like, it's sitting with it and getting to experience it in a very different way.
There's something about intentionality, you know, I've been thinking about that word a lot over the last couple of years. And you have to make a choice to print
Absolutely. And you know, the format that the guys have modeled where it's largely like 5 to 6 pieces, I mean, that in itself is a lot of self-curation.
Yeah, for sure.
And, you know, figuring out, like, what do I want to say about myself at this moment in time and commit it to the physical form.
Yeah.
And it can be daunting, but it's also exhilarating and exciting and a jumping off point for the next.
Yeah, that's, I think it's really well said, because this is, it seems like it has been that jumping off point. And also, like, you know, there's something about Richard because he shoves people a little bit. He pushes them over the wedge.
Oh, yeah.
And I think there's so many people who are so grateful for that because that little push.
You need it. You need that someone to be there to like hold your hand, but then push in the deep end, but be like, hey, here's your floaties.
Yeah.
But you know, it's that like, I have faith in you, just do it.
Yeah. And I just, that it's meant so much to me being a part of it and being around all of the positivity.
Mm.
Yeah. And it's, you know, having people who've been established for a long time supporting what's going on here. I know it means a lot to everybody here that people show up.
And they always do.
And it makes a big difference.
I was even mentioning to someone today, you know, who was remarking about the turnout. And I'm like, my favorite part is I don't know most people.
Yeah.
You know, it is a lot of folks who maybe that is their first time coming in because they're supporting their friend who is on the wall. And that's, you know, that it's, you know, it's, there's the jumping off point for folks putting their work on the walls. And there's a jumping off point for the casual observer breaking forth, like maybe they're only Instagram friends and now they're going to meet for the first time in the gallery.
So many people here I've met that way.
And it's again, that going back to that, like bringing the online community and actually making it real.
Yeah.
Making it tangible.
Yeah. The tagline for today, somebody brought up earlier and it's hooked me, is community over competition.
Absolutely.
That's what this is all about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyways, Eric, where can people find whatever's coming up next for you? I'm sure you've got a lot of fire.
I got some stuff. Personal is at 1975-ish, ISH, or you can always find us at Wall Therapy NY.
Just a little wall therapy. No big deal.
Couple, two, three things.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're working on some stuff.
So
royal we.
Yeah. we everybody.
The crew, yeah, like the crew, you know, like there's stuff coming out definitely from 1975-ish or 1975 this year.
Awesome.
And then also we had to take a little breather last year because our day jobs took us away from wall therapy a little bit, took us out of the streets, but we got some stuff in the works for
awesome
next year.
Well, we'll invite you over to talk about the community you're building on Just Can't Not, the podcast. And I just wanted to leave you with, every time I see you out and I'm with my wife,
yeah,
she reminds me that she had a class with you at RIT and that she's still nervous to come up and talk to you. And she hasn't talked to you in years.
Oh, my Lord.
Because we've seen you out at shows.
Oh, that's so funny.
We were at Quajay's show and she wouldn't walk over and talk to you.
Was that? Did I?
She's still nervous.
Was I graded her poorly?
No. She, you know, I think she was just, she loved all the stuff.
Oh,
and,
that's
you know,
awesome.
You know, bringing that energy to, you know, people in school and being around and really working on the community. I just want to say thank you for doing that work.
Thank you.
And I'm excited to talk to you more in the future.
And tell her to come say hi. Lordy.
Shout out, Carrie. All love right. you.
Take care.
See you.
Thank you.
We're coming at you live from behind the glass.
Oh, look at this guy. He's doing intros for me. This guy's a professional. Look at this guy. Professional audio guy. This is somebody who knows everything about everything.
Not even close.
This is Steve Carter. Steve Carter, ready for talking about behind the glass.
You have to explain why you say Steve Carter like that.
Every time. I mean, this is going on probably like a full decade.
I think it's
more.
A decade now, yeah.
This is an Arrested Development thing.
This is the deep cuts.
Yeah, there was like this sub-character who was like a jock, and his name was Steve Holt. And every time he walked through the room, he's like, Steve Holt! And then I just started doing that to Steve Carter when I'd see him like across a block. I'd see him, and he wouldn't see me. I'd just put my fist up in the air and yell, Steve Carter!
And I knew exactly what he was referencing, and I didn't... I did not have to even... You didn't have to say anything other than that. You just did that. And I'm like, good.
First time, long time.
Yes, it's true. It's true.
So we're here behind the glass anniversary show. You've been here a lot. And as somebody, I'm going to speak about good things about you for a second. As somebody who, when Instagram was really starting in Rochester, somebody that really pushed photography and telling stories around photography here in Rochester, what has... When you've seen beyond, you know, behind the glass grow from where it started to where it is now, what have you seen as the community here, as somebody who's built a lot of community in town?
Yeah, I mean, thank you for saying that. It's definitely not me. It's always just about trying to help connect the community because there's already community. It's just how do you help bring it together or how do you help connect wherever there's gaps. And so It's been really cool to see this last year with Behind the Glass. I mean, Richard and Kwajay have done an amazing job just kind of like really, there's a community here, a photo community. I mean, we're the city of photography. You know, this is a city where that democratized photography twice between making film accessible and then making digital accessible. But yeah, it's been really cool to see this last year. I think this Behind the Glass has helped really catalyze the film community in the last year. I haven't seen an energy like this in a while around photography here. And I mean, it's just, I mean, we're out here right now after 8 o'clock, after the show is over and everybody's still hanging out.
So many people.
So many people. And they just want to be together. We want to be around each other. And so I think this is just, it's been amazing to have a space for photography here that is accessible. Like it's something that it takes people that may not have been exhibited before. Pretty much everybody hasn't been.
Yeah, almost everybody. And then even some people who are more established, they're bringing personal work.
Yes, yeah.
I always bring up Mike Delaria, who's like if there's anybody who's a name artist in town, he's one of like a small handful.
Yeah.
And when he brought stuff here, it was personal work.
Which is amazing. I'm big film guy here. I mean, Rochester, Kodak is the only company really that's been like making film, color film consistently for the last decade. And so it's really special that it's still all made here. But Mike is somebody that he's known for his other types of art, not photography. And he came to this and he's sharing, he's making large format film photos. He's making tintypes, which is like an 1800s.
So cool.
It's such a cool process. And so it's been really cool to see a lot of people here, like a lot of the photographers that you know in the community, you know through Instagram, you know through online. And the cool thing about Behind the Glass is it's making it tangible and it's bringing it all together in real life, which is really special.
Yeah, and I think it's, the reason why I'm bringing on people who aren't just the artists is it's the community that's grown around it.
Yeah.
If it was just the artists and that's all it was, it wouldn't feel like it did today.
No, exactly.
And it needs everybody else.
That's the thing is the community isn't just like the top, like, like the professional photographers that are like only do it, like they do it all the time. It's, you got the people that are doing it as hobbyists too. And they're just consistently interested in learning more. And I think that's really the special thing about this is like you get all different types of levels of experience and it's really special.
It's part of what we're excited about with Beyond the Glass, the mini episodes too. We got a chance to talk to Rudy again and to see like his growth from the second Behind the Glass to today has been like how much people recognize him out and about now.
It's amazing.
Like now and shooting for City and and I use him as an example, not because like that's the only one who's done that. And it's being around that has made me a more positive person.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I gotta say, like, the gallery's meant so much to me at the same time. And I've echoed this a lot tonight. You're gonna hear this repetitious. I don't care. This is a special night, and I'm really glad that we got to be a part of this and talk about it.
No, thank you for having me. It's really special to have this here, and I'm excited for the new year and what's coming too. And I think, like I said, last year there's a new energy here, Rochester in photography, and I think it's only going to keep growing.
So ready for it, man.
I am so ready for it.
So if people want to follow an up-and-coming Instagram account, where can people follow this thing they've probably never heard of?
So, I mean, the nice thing with it is it's just my name. So Steve Carter is the way. So, and when you type in Steve Carter to try to find me, you should also raise your fist in the air like Steve Holt. So
you gotta please. Yell it out.
Yes, you have to yell it out as you type it. And if you try to send me a direct message for the first time, I'm sorry for the questions that show up there. just so you know, that's an Easter egg. I don't know.
Well, Steve, thanks for swinging over, bud.
Hey, thanks, Chris.
Enjoy.
Bye.
This has been a presentation of the Lunch Hour Podcast Network.
Hi, Hi there, this is Magnus of The Mind of Magnus, a show dedicated to help expanding the mind that I have in this big skull of mine. I've grown up with the love of factoids and curious about the world, so I'm taking the time to interview all the most amazing people I've met. So join me for The Mind of Magnus. You can find it at magnusapollo.com. And if you have a guest, you want to be a guest, you want to learn more about what's going on in this world, please join me here on the Lunchador Podcast Network.
Welcome to Behind the Studio Door, where we dig into the vibrant creative landscape of Rochester, New York. Hi, I'm Molly Darling, and along with my co-host Christian Rivera and our fabulous producer Chris Lindstrom, it's my pleasure to guide you through the dynamic world of our local creative professionals. Each episode offers a unique glimpse into the studios of those who enrich our Rochester community with their artistic vision. Join us as we explore the diversity and talent in Rochester, revealing the compelling narratives and creative journeys that exist just beyond the studio door.